Welcome to the GBNI podcast.
Our vision is that Girls Brigade Northern Ireland will be recognised as a dynamic, relevant, Christ-centred organisation effectively reaching out to all girls to value, nurture and equip them for life. I really hope you enjoy listening to this episode.
Psalm 133. How wonderful and pleasant it is when brothers live together in harmony. For harmony is as precious as the anointing oil that was poured over Aaron's head, that ran down his beard and onto the border of his robe. Harmony is as refreshing as the dew from Mount Hermon that falls on the mountains of Zion. And there the Lord has pronounced his blessing, even life everlasting. Psalm 133 begins with mentioning harmony and how wonderful and pleasant it is. For many of us, the word harmony is most commonly associated with music. It can be thought of as when musical tones simultaneously combine to produce a sound that's nice to listen to. If you've ever decided to start to learn how to play a musical instrument, you will be ever too familiar with how the early days of practice produce sounds that are most certainly not in harmony. Or maybe you've been at a concert or listened to a band when the music just doesn't sound quite right. Something is a bit off, you can't quite identify exactly what is, but it just doesn't sound the way it should. It's not as good as it should be. When I read Psalm 133, I was reminded of how we as God's people should be united and harmonious. I don't think that being united and harmonious means that we all have to agree on absolutely everything, that no one can have a differing opinion or idea, but rather that the church, as brothers and sisters, are all working together for one purpose and one purpose only: our work to glorify and honour God. That by living together in harmony, the work or music we make is pleasing and honouring to God. At the moment, it can be really difficult to feel part of that big church family. I am really missing my church friends. I miss the social part of being together each week, catching up on what's been happening during the week and collectively worshipping and praising God. I miss the chats before and after church over a cup of coffee, the conversations with people I maybe only see at church. Maybe you're finding it difficult as well. I wanted to share a few things I found that have really helped me over the last few weeks, and maybe suggestions that you would like to try out as well. Online or streamed church services. Most churches are producing an online or stream service each week. Whether this is a short 15-minute sermon or a full worship service, I would encourage you to find out what your church is doing. If your church isn't doing online sermons or services, don't worry. There are countless different churches you will be able to engage and join with in praise and worship. Secondly, check out if your church youth fellowship, midweek or Bible study is still taking place. Everyone has gone Zoom crazy, and so many churches are using this platform to be able to continue prayer meetings and Bible studies, all from the comfort of our sofas or kitchen tables. And just lastly, a quick idea. Give someone from church a quick phone call or send them a text. It doesn't have to be long. It can be enough to say you're thinking about and praying for them. How lovely to receive a message and to know others care about you and continue to remember you in prayer. I don't know about you, but did you see the recent video of the UK blessing? It was shared a few weeks ago on social media. You probably saw it on Instagram or YouTube, but in case you didn't, it involved members of over 65 churches and Christian organisations from different denominations coming together online to sing a blessing over the UK. It just blew me away. It was so amazing to see people from across the country come together, united and harmonious, in singing God's praises and praying his blessing over the whole land. If you haven't seen it, I would really recommend you look it up on YouTube. So my challenge to you this week is to reach out to others, to encourage each other, to build each other up with kind words and thoughts, and most importantly, to pray for each other. I pray that although we are apart physically, we will continue to be united, that we will continue to receive God's blessings of friendship, teaching and learning from each other, love and compassion. I pray that we remain harmonious and sure of our purpose, our purpose to glorify and honour God and all that we do in our service of Him.
We would love it if you could share this podcast with others. If you would like to find out more about GB, check out our website, gbni.co.uk. You can also keep up to date with us by following us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.